Mamshik, in the Sugya from the Seines. So until now, based on Ramban and Divrei Chazal, Hashem Tzadik, Yibochim, we tried to focus on Tachlis, the unbelievable opportunity that lies in these things. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Adam. There's a lot of koiches, of a vedafka, the koiches that are remain bekoyach, remain tmunim, remain the b'chinas bekoyach in the mensch. And it's avoided sechayim, avoided Adam is the moitzis koiches al apoil. And that dimension, in the same as this chaylik shem b'fnei atzmai, the mesuyim b'yuchid, dafka nisoyin has that craft to enlarge and access koyches pashut. They didn't know, they didn't even know what kind of the person. Magish many times, we're not trying to make leicht in the same as the same as they're not leicht, they're tivam, they're not leicht. You see, Davin al tuyenu in the same. We're talking not sure if we could be emi ben yisayin. But the kol apochus, we're trying to say, when you are in the same, to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this talk to us. And does, and we hear the call of Hashem that's calling us to stand up, to raise ourselves up, to make ourselves greater, to understand the te'elis of insight. So until now we were focusing the ikar on the rekuda of the koyach of insight to be moitzi koyches, pashut, that we almost didn't know what came in us. In a certain way they were attacking our previous metzias. So it was a tfiya. It's not this mura to our previous metzias. We want to focus now on the next vivadim. It's a new knich in the nisayanis. Avadis nichlal v'divra in the ban. The ban says the nisayan takes a person in a koyach al apoil and he takes him from a matzav leiv toif to schar toif. But it's a new hadgosha. The sharish of Rambam is the moral and the marchiv. This is the kuda. Moral and gvuras Hashem per gnun zayin brings an avos to Rav Nosson. Shnein avos to Rav Nosson hazoi. בזכוס שנסנעשה אברהם בעשור הניסיוניס הביא הקדוש ברוך הוא עשור נגויים על מצרים. עשור נגויים מיתה עשר מכס שתית, in the obvious of Nosson, that there's a parallel between לעשור מכס in מצרים to לעשור הניסיוניס. Both ten. There's a פנימיס דקה חיבור. There's a פנימיס דקה parallel. What's the פשט? זאת אומרת על זה. הוא ביר זה כי עשור הניסיוניס נסנעשה אברהם כדי לבחון המיתס עצמו. הגדור from the moral. זאת moral, the tachlis of the Asur Nisyanis was to test out how emes dik Avram Avinu was. כי לפעמים מרא אדם עצמו צדיק ואין אם באמס צדיק. רק שנראה כן. Sometimes a mensch מחסך, he makes it look like he's a צדיק. But it's not really true. והוא ישם יזברך בו יכנס אברום בעשור ניסיונס level after level after level כדי למד על המיתס עצמו. You want to know what's the embassy of Avram? What's the embassy of Avram Avin? כי עשירי עצם הדובר כמו שיזבר. To reach the core of the Zach. Ten is Shlemus. After ten ניסיונס you reach the עצם מציאס אברום לבחון המיתס עצמו. לכך נסנס בעשור ניסיונס עד שהוא ינבחן עיקר עצמו ובזה הוא ינבחן לגמרי. Then he was tested out legami. And this is the Hagbola to the Esa Makas. So, Kamoi Kach, Kasher Hevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMakas Al Mitzrayim. Hevi Esa Makas, Kedei Sheti HaMaka Bamitas Atzmoy Al Mitzrayim. The Makas were coming, this was the Tzahara, Makas were coming to crush Bimachaniya, the Ra. Mitzrayim, Paroi is the Tamsis of the Kodech HaRab HaOilom. And the Makas were coming to touch. To Melchinia, and one after another, until it reached the Amitas Atzmai of the power of the Mitzrayim. Uba Maka Asiris Higia Hamaka Le'etzim Mitzrayim. He Makas Bechoris Kamoishas Bai. Moral's Moram is that it wasn't Bechdi that both the Maka Asiris and the Nisayin Asiris were both had to do with the Avas, Aval Aben. Makis Becheres touched the point where the father loves the child, hitting the Becheres. And Akedas Yitzchak was hitting the point of Avas Ava Laben. Avram had to give of Avas Laben. Zokta Moral, that is the deepest point of a human being. The deepest point, the deep. You know, hit him. You hit him by Avas Ava Laben. By Avram, it was to be Boichin Amit Asatzmoy, if he's Oymid Neman Lahashem. And by the Makis, it was to come Machnia, Item Arasayf Mamish, there shouldn't be anything left. A chelik that wasn't nichna le yad Hashem. Dosh ding maral. So maral avad is a medrash pli. But if I'm learning maral, maral saying a big yisoid of it. But pli in Neuer coming to chest Avram. Avram was a faker. Avram was a faker. Was the fomim mara all the matzmei tzali v'ini bemes. Let's say the first design was the kivshan eish. It's not clear. We shayin him. However. Already before that, Avram discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first, Avram was Mara Asmi Tzadi. And after that, Kol Shekein, Nisoyin Ach Nisoyin, he's holding by Akedas Yitzhak. Still, maybe Avram's a faker. The Nisoyins are coming to see if Avram's faking out. What's made Mara? Lo Shtei Da Gili Otzum, Da Gili Otzum Keichas Adam, and the Nisoyin and Nisoyin, and this is what we have to learn around. Because the Mara is not talking about, a man's faked. Somebody's coming and he's not learning Gemara, and he picks up the Gemara like he makes believe he's learning. Another one not talking about that. Can you understand Gemara? And there's a lot of layers and levels in what it means. Who you are? What are you? What are you, Amaisa? What's a mensch? What's a mensch? What's a mensch? There are many things that a mensch is oisikin, and even practices for 5 days, for 10 days, for months, for years. And it could still not be a real, real part of him. What is the word real part of him? Obviously there's dargis and dargis, and what it means, bemis. Rambam, in the Al-Chazaka says, there's nothing as emes, as mukhach, metzias, HaKadosh Baruch. There's dargis and dargis of what emes means. But there's layers and layers in the hanhoga of a human being, in what he practices. How much is a part of him? Staked in the morale. That from the tachlisin of a nisayin is to be mevarer. How much? Anhoga we're doing already. Nav davka a koyach, a new koyach we never knew had. It's anhoga that we all do. But the question is, how much is that part of us? How much is that part of us? Right? I spoke to the Bachram last night. We also want a woman's Bachram. You definitely see this. As I'll say, Elif nichnasin, the Talmud, the Echad Yitzel Ha'ro, Ha'ro. How many Bachram you see? Everyone going through the same thing. Into the Cheder, to school, whatever it's called in America. Elementary school. High school. Yeah. Yeshiva. Went to base medrash. Being a man. Everyone's doing the same thing. How many are connecting? How many of us is the Torah becoming a chilek of etzem me'atzmai yisai? Etzem me'atzmai yisai. Again, lav davka, it's totally a faker eye. But there's an hoga toiv. I'm going to start davening early. I'm going to come on time every day. You do it for a week, you do it for 2 weeks, you do it for 3 weeks. When does it become a part of you? Or when is it just something you're trying to do? Remember the Lashon of the Ramban, Lev Toiv? When is it something you're trying to do, you're trying to get into? And when does it become part of you? State in the morale, you know, be mefatech the sugya, the nisyonis is what solidifies. Nisyonis is what allows and what proves. Nisyonis is the koyach that's able to take something that, well, everyone's trying to do. And it makes it a chilek of him. There's so many different digmois of this. Let's take one. Tzir, we'll start off with this. It's a tzir that Israel has. And so my nigris, and look at it now. And from Amal, Israel has a tzir. He's talking about midah, he's talking about different in the chal, but he's talking about sometimes a person has a midah that was never put to the test. And he has a tzir of I think he's talking about a Yigaman. Younger man, who grew up, like we just said, grew up in a very frum house, never really knew anything different. In his house, there wasn't a big taivas kesef over there. It wasn't what they went through. It was simple people. Grew up, his only knew was you go to yeshiva, you daven, Torah, mitzvahs. They went fine. He made a shidduch, stone coil. A few years in, the shver calls him one day and says, "You know, mamish, I'm stuck." He knew his son was Eidim Zamasmid. "I'm stuck in the store, there's no one. I have to go out of town."
No, no, could you take over the store for a day? So he says, makes excuses. Finally. But no choice. He knows he has to come. He comes. So he goes in disappointed. He goes. At the end of the day, the first day, suddenly counts up the money at the end and puts it in the cash register and he locks up. The first time in his life, first time this person's life ever felt the yishmak, putting money, taking money, making money, having money, putting it in the cash register. It's a certain animation, a certain spark in his eyes that he never had before. Just touched it all of a sudden. The soul says this person had a tremendous taifa of betza. Taifa is betza ketza, but it never was tested before. And it was the first time it was tested. All of a sudden, he felt, he didn't even know what he felt. 3 months later, when his shver is about to get out of town, before shver asked him, he already is figuring out and telling his wife that he wants to be the one to take over. And slowly, surely enough, he's out of koil within a year, and he's working. And holy, I don't know exactly what happened at the end of the ma'isa. Over, what happened? It's a tear of echad m'masayim. Over, is it a tear? He was learning. The question is, you're learning. How much is that part of you? What tests if something's a part of you? Of course I'm doing this. What price? For the right price, I'll give it up in a second. I'm doing this, you know. I'll do, you know. You can hire people to help that. You can hire people to help that. Older people. Are they bali chasadim? No, they're doing it for the right price. Someone pays them more in a second. They'll drop this old lady that they aid to. And for the right price, I'll drop it. He was learning. He wasn't a faker. This single man wasn't a faker. He wasn't faking out. But Kinyireh, deep down, his avas kesef, which he never was tested, was a sach more part of him than his avas ter, than his kibur the ter. And all of a sudden, because maybe you're not supposed to look for tests, but he never got tested. And when the first time Yitaka got tested, he wasn't holding the yirchal. That wasn't Amidah's answer. This is the sugi of the morale. This is the morale saying. Pili plan. Morale is saying that there's levels and levels of what it means, how much a person's connected to something. Avram discovered Emunah Hashem. Discovered Eibishter. Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll see Hebshach a little bit more in the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Matzoseh es levavoy neman lefanecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to find how neman Avram is. How neman he is. Situation after situation. Nisayin achar nisayin. Nisayin achar nisayin. This nisayin, that nisayin, that nisayin. To test how much of a part is it of Avram? This is the koyach of Nisayim. We said this for over a month, once a month. Nenenu. Lech Lecha. During the first Nisayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Avram on the derech. They've settled. Him and Sarah sends him on the derech. State. Ahikash ahikriv lovay Mitzrayim. They were coming close to Mitzrayim. They emailed Sarah Yishtah. Hinei no yadati ki ishi yifas marat. Avram turns to Sarah and says, "Yeah, Vesech that you're an Ishi Yifas Marat." So Chazal already say, "What is he?" Now he knows, because he didn't know until now. One pshat Rashi brings Davar Acher Minig Olam, so they Tereach Haderech Adam Mizbaze V'Zoyis On the Biyofio. Normal is normally what happens is, then the strain of the Derech, you know, you're flying, you're stop over flights, everything, the makeup gets a little. Kitzer, a person's yaifi, the Isha's yaifi, gets tested. And when it gets tested, and under the pressure of the wear and tear of the derech, it usually doesn't stay. Avram saw that Sarah stayed, her yaifi, was oime, Lashon Chazal, was om the biyofio. It was om the biyofio. Avram saw that Sarah's yaifi stood under the test of the amida b'derech. He said, look at the pasuk. The pasuk doesn't say, "He didn't know yadat ki ishi yifas marat moed." Pasuk doesn't say that. Pasuk says, "He didn't know yadat ki ishi yifas marat." There is vash shteita. Shteita that an isha came for bringing out the sugya, but an isha who's yoifi, and then in the stop of a flight, it's gone. The pshat, she doesn't have yoifi. She made herself up. Everyone can make themselves up. It wasn't really her. Only when something is tested, there's a resistance. Only when something's tested in the resistance. In the beginning of this man, everyone is flying high. Everyone has the COVID sin, and everyone has the new swarm, and everyone's into it, and everyone's in the middle of this man. Give a test. Yeah, this bacher in Shir, everyone's saying he was such a geshmaka guy. Good Baal Midas Tev, he gets married. He gets married, and all of a sudden he has a wife who gives him a nisayin he never had in his life. Never had in his life. It was always so easy to be calm. And it was always so easy to think of the other person. But all of a sudden, there's a tremendous amount of resistance. Now we see, when something's able to stand in resistance, that's when this galah bosses the zach. Avram says, "Hinei noyadat yishif as marat." When there's resistance, yet zeich, was the best. I really see. And Yisroel is megale. What really? What's the core of the individual? What's the core of the individual? And this Yisroel has come. And this is the tachlus of the Yisroel. And what we madgish before is very, very choshev. Keep on being madgish. Nisayin is not just a vice. We spoke about it in the previous hour. It's not just a vice that was always there. The Nisayin is actually what accomplishes, what it actually inculcates, and it drives it home. Without the Nisayin, if you're not going to be tested, if you're going to shul, if you're davening, if you're midas toivus, savlonus, you're going to have, with Hashem, we'll have this Nisayin, a person who thinks he's a savlon, you're going to have a kid, Hashem is going to drive you crazy. Sometimes you could have different cases. And all of a sudden you're going to see, are you a savlon or not? Do you have savlonus? What's the pshat in such a ma'isa? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make savlonus a chilek of you, a kinyan atzmi. He wants to make a kinyan atzmi. The only way to do that is with the nisayinus. The nisayin. And sometimes the small nisayin, sometimes the grace in nisayin. Sometimes the grace in nisayin. The nisayin itself is what drives it home. And this is what the morale is saying. Until the 10th. The 10th hit Damitas Atzmai, the deepest part of Avraham Avinu. As Avi by the Makas in Mitzrayim, where again, Pari still had the Ra, the Kuech Ra. It wasn't a race. It was still roaring inside of him until Mamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu smashed his deepest chelik. The richness of Pari was still there. Until the 10th Makas Mamash Ungarir, the core, the Tamsis of Pari, the Nisayin of Al-Akeda, that was Mamash tested. Where Avraham Avinu gave up his Avas Abenu, his Avas Gashmius, his Avas Ruchnius, and he, that was also Neman La Hashem. That last 10th Nisayin that secured and that built Avraham Avinu. Let's be marachav a little bit, there's a medrash. First, the pasuk in Shir Shirim state, "Achoyis lanu ktana, v'shadayim ein lo manasa lachiseinu b'yoyim shiduber ba." In kesef, im choymehi nivna le'tiras kesef. In delis, in dalu, nivna le'luacheres, nivna le'luacheres. I think that's the lashon of the pasuk. Shtein medrash that the ganze pasuk, two pasukim are talking about Avraham Avinu. Bin ich fast lecher, aber ich dachte mir bin ich lecher. Steht das in. Brach ihr Pasach, auch ist man mit Tanner schon einmal noch mehr kostet der Dollar, wir haben rum. Ich schliche in Nimroy the Kishnesh. Then he was still called Achoyz von Ktana. He was still called Ktana because he didn't come in the Saints. Avram didn't become a gadol, Adam Anov by Shanokim, because he wasn't yet tested. Man nasa lachesenia b'yoyim shebedubir bo. B'yoyim she'omer nimroi lahashlichoy l'kiv shaneish. The Etz Yosef brings b'shem the Yifei Toyar, that the Lashon, the Medrash, but Lashon Sofik. The Malachim shried out, what's going to happen, what's going to be? We don't know, they're mesupik. They were mesupik if Avram is going to stand fast b'shas, the Shas, the Kiv Shanesh, or not. Shteit Azoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Imchoymehi nivna le'tiras kasef. If Avram is going to be Azoi v'yachoymeh, a wall, a fortress, a wall that's a fortress, that's trying to protect during the Melchama. Im noise nafshe k'choymeh zu she'emedes b'fnei Melchama is harbi, v'yimser atzmei ha'gadushas Hashem, nivna le'tiras kasef. If he's going to be like a choymeh, nivna le'tiras kasef, what's that? Yisroel, Eli Yisroel, Kal Yisroel. Shekroa kanfei yoyne nechba b'kesef. If he's going to be a choymeh, I'm going to build Klal Yisroel on top of Avram. V'mdelesi, imdal hu milimser nafshi al gdusha Hashem, notzer ole aluach ores. Matzur shebeluach erez noichel is tashteish kach Avram eini mashkiach alof. If I see that Avram is like a delis, then I can only make like a luach erez. A luach erez There's two types of boards. There's boards. There's a board and stone. You could write on stone. Right, when you write on stone, it stays forever. When you write on wood, it can get metushtash very easily. If he's like a delis, so then it can get metushtash very easily. Then I can't build it. State them, measure them out. Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming to build Klal Yisrael. That was going to pick Klal Yisrael. It's going to be his nation. But he needs a foundation. He needs a foundation. Every binyan needs a yisoid. The yisoid has to be something that can't move. A chima can't move. A delis can move. A delis can be closed. It's to be closed, right? Totally closed. Delis, closed. Abel Maisa, it could be opened. A delis has a possibility to open. You could make lock a delis, the biggest pladelet, the greatest lock that's known possible. Over a delis, under the right pressure, under the right price, so if enough, it opens. It bulges. A choyma, no matter what situation, you shake it, you make it, you switch it, everything around, no matter what, it doesn't move. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I have to build Klal Yisrael, I need a choyma. A choyma doesn't move. Choyma isn't that wishy-washy. Choron, when Nimrod said, you want to jump at the Givshon Eish, he said, I'm going to wait, I'll see what Avram's going to do. He was wishy-washy, he wasn't sure, he wasn't bad. Avram went in, nothing but talk about. In Maladaber, what are you talking about? Nemal Lefanecha, didn't budge. Not only one Nisoyim, a second Nisoyim, a third Nisoyim, a fourth Nisoyim. Loi, hir acharov. There's nachan akudah, many times. People came to the Nisoyim and said, oh, Kadosh Baruch was playing with me. I threw on my phone. Kadosh Baruch brings me a roommate who has a phone. He comes, a third guy comes. Then, all of a sudden, I get this Nisoyim. I pass one Nisoyim, Kadosh Baruch brings me another Nisoyim, another Nisoyim. Kadosh Baruch was coming to make you a chayma. He's coming to make you a chayma. There's certain times HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make this a part of you. He wants to make it a part of you because this is your tafkid in life. This milo that you have, being a mispalel, to be a savlon, to be a vatron, to be a bal chesed, to be a masmid, to be a bal bitochen, a yerushimayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make that a chilek of your ribs, of your heart, of your core existence. The oifin had to do that, the only way to do that is with nisyonis. So again, there's times, many applications, there are times where Pasha is totally a chitzonis dikir hanhoga. You're doing it, b'chlal didn't come to the oimek of you. You have a nisayin that makes a part of you. But then there are times that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants more and more and more, higher and higher and higher. Let's see here. Rabbi Yashiv Zechrein Lerocha, famous ma'isa, Marach in the Pratim, everyone knows the ma'isa already. But Nineinu, just to bring out the sugi and avoida. Famous ma'isa, he pointed at himself, one of the things that happened in his life that made him famous. Nice was once a cancer. It was called a cancer at the time. It was a Yossel Rosenblatt came Chazonis, and he made. He was coming to perform in the there was a churva in the old city. There was a kosher Yosher Zach Alabadatz, who was the most kosher outlet you could have had. I think it was Cholamoid Sukkis. I think it was Cholamoid Sukkis. On the base, I don't remember. It was else nothing, no batala, no garnish gar, and he took a. Rabbi Yosef had an atiyah to Chazanis for singing B'chal. And he got a ticket, he wanted to go, everyone was going, and he's going. And he had a gantz in Mechom, and he had a gantz in Nisayim. And there was a grace in Nisayim. And he was like, Nisayim. He chapped, and he said, he realized, if he's Madrega, obviously it's a high Madrega. But if he is Madrega, the Yitzhak was trying to bring him out of the base Medrash, away from the Daf Gemara, and yeah, living by the Daf Gemara. What was going on? Mamash Tesugya. Understand, Mamash Tesugya. And Nisayim wasn't a vice. The Nisayim made Rabbi Yosef. The Eibush said, and they're different people. The Eibush said, this is going to be the place of Gadol. The Amur HaTor, for Doris, I'm going to build on the Eibush of Yosef. And I'm going to give him a Nisayim. I'm going to give him a Nisayim that he never had. Is he going to budge under a Zan Nisayim? Is he going to leave the Daf Gemara? How much is the Daf Gemara? How much did it reach the core Atzmis? The Amitas Atzmur? Rabbi Yosef Shalom Yosef. How much? This Nisayin was an opportunity, He had the Meglechai to face resistance that he never had before. And he was only and he didn't tear himself away from the water. He didn't budge. He didn't budge under that situation. Das like a mach. We don't know what, how much it was, what it was. But das like a mach. This is the sukkah. This is a new knitch in Nisayinus. We're not talking about Dafka. Naya Koiches. We're talking about things that we all have. We have. But the Shaila is, again, there's tons of layers. How much is it really part of it? And how much is it on the right price? A few years in Flatbush, and it's finished. A few years, over there, under the right price, a few years of a little bit hard, shver shalom bayis. What's the duration? What's the sturdiness? How much is a part of you? How much did it mean to have an This is where the sin is coming to play. Famous word in Chaim Volozhin. Mishnah Novice. Okay, state. Asar Doris. The other man, Noyach. Asar Doris, Minoyach, Adavron, Lydia Kamer Chapayim. It's Mishnah Gimel. Perikay Mishnah Gimel. In Mishnah Dalit state, Asar Nisyonis Nisnas Avram Avinu, Vaomar Bekulam, Lydia Kamach Ibosa Shal Avram Avinu. Chaim Lozhin, Ruach Chaim, Afanort, Nifle de Gadiak. In Mishnah Gimel state Nish Avinu. It says, Asar Doris, Minoyach, Adavron. It doesn't say Avinu. Mishnah Dalit. Asor nisim nasa from avin. What's that? What's the shame? Zok to b'chaim lojim, kan kuidim nisyonis, kan achar nisyonis. Zok to b'chaim lojim, nisyonis makes a person into a tata. You bring the posik. Tzadik b'tumosoi hoylich, more or less, tzadik b'tumosoi hoylich, ashrei bonav acharov. Can you hear it? Tumosoi, she translates, can you hear the makor? Chazal says, "Halach lefonei v'hayei somim, hayei somim, hayei sholim b'nisyonoisai." It's a lashon Chazal. Hayei sholim b'nisyonoisai. Hayei somim was referring to the Avraham Avinu was kinir. That was makor of Avraham. Chaim Lozhin learns when the pasuk saying, "Ashri tzadik sholich b'tomim," is talking about nisyonos. A tzadik was sholich b'nisyonos, who's mashlim himself in nisyonos. Ashri bonav acharav, famous of Chaim Lozhin, he says over there that what Avraham Avinu worked for, he shvitz for in his nisyonos. When he stood under the tremendous pressure of nisyonos, and what he earned the doris acharav. He made it possible for a yid ad year toshinayin hey to be moisa nefesh al kiddush Hashem. He made it possible for all of us. Chaim Lozhin this says we Americans we give up our what we have in America to leave the land and come to Eretz Yisrael to learn. Then all of mekayach Avraham Avinu. Zeh the b'chaim Lozhin. But what's the nekuda? This is the nekuda. A yerusha you could give something that's part of you. Something that's superficial in you. Something that if there's a real drought in the middle of this man, you just push it, you can't. You know, you can't handle it. I'm talking about conscious breaks is a different thing. But something that a person can't handle. And he leaves it to get. So that's not the eginazach. A yerusha you could give an eginazach and dover atzmi, something that becomes a part of you, you could give over to your children, you could have produce, you could have parents. That's the deal of Chaim Lozhin. When did he become an atate? When he was nisnase, when he faced the resistance. The derech is resistance for Yoifi. But nisyonis are resistance. Avraham Avinu, one thing after another. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to go to Mitzrayim. There was a rov, Lehi or Acharov. The fight with the Malachim, with Sarah and Pari. Kabachule, time after time, zach after zach after zach, noch. The Kfuras are after Kedis Yitzchok. Every situation. He didn't budge, never. Not a kutzik shel yud. It wasn't, he didn't, no situation, there was nothing for no price that Avraham Avinu budged. It was totally atzmius. Even Avas Aval Aben, that also didn't stand in front of his nemonis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a tata. That's a chlima, and that's a tata. But this is Nakuda, we're going to mamshach next week, Bez Hashem. This is nocha knech. Again, it's bechlau what the Ramban is saying. Rada means, this is part of what it means, leiv toiv to turn the schar toiv. It's a new nekuda. It's a new adgosha. It's milus that we have already. Aber, even milus that we have, as much as we try and as much as we're serious, we're ernst. Leiv toiv, we very much want to be. We want to have them. Aber, they need to stand resistance in order to make them a part of it. That is the maisa kinyan. The nesoyin is the maisa kinyan. The nesoyin is the maisa ashrosha. It takes those milus from something that's chitzoni and it makes it a chilek of the ani, makes it the amitas atzma.